Well, this kid in New York didn't show up for school. Then a news helicopter caught him playing hooky on the roof of his parents' apartment. It's tough getting away cutting class these days. Only once did I cut class, and it was by total accident in high school. I got on the lunch line, and I noticed everybody was strange looking on the lunch line, and I don't recognize any of my friends. And I said, "The heck is going on here? Where are my friends?" It was like the Twilight Zone. Then I realized I was supposed to be in English, and I walked in the middle of the class. Everybody paused. They stared at me as I walked in the room. I sat down. The teacher never said a word to me. I didn't know. This is the first time I ever missed class in my life. I never cut class. You were probably never a class cutter either, were you, Debbie? You never
cut. No, I wasn't. No.
Mm-mm. Not even once by accident?
I don't think so.
Ah, no. That's a yes.
No.
And I don't think so is a yes. Yeah, and that's the only time I ever did it. I just got on the lunch line. I don't know what, you know, I wasn't thinking.
You're thinking about food.
I wasn't thinking about anything I don't think about. I think it was in ninth grade, and I just didn't recognize anybody. And it was like a Twilight Zone. It was like, where are my friends I eat lunch with every day? Anyway, all right, Debbie's here. Debbie Thogason. We're going to talk Party Line. It's our WRJN Historical Marker Series number 11 coming up in just a moment. But first, it's 7:01. Let's check news at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with never-before-seen documentary footage of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her movements and thoughts as the January 6th attack began. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In the pre-dawn hours of January 7th, then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sat in the back of an SUV looking visibly exhausted and in disbelief.
I just feel sick that what he did to the Capitol and to the country today.
You see her working with her team on the statement she would later make at a press conference where she had planned to say,
"There is a domestic enemy in the White House,"
referring to former President Donald Trump.
The video was turned over to Congress by HBO and obtained by CBS News. Little more than 2 months before the next election, Donald Trump's been indicted again by special counsel Jack Smith for trying to overturn the 2020 results. This time, Smith has stripped out accusations dealing with the former president's actions while in office to comply with the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke to CBS's Nora O'Donnell about her blistering dissent in the case.
I was concerned about a system that appeared to provide immunity for one individual under one set of circumstances, when we have a criminal justice system that had ordinarily treated everyone the same.
Vice President Harris and Tim Walz kick off a bus tour in Georgia today, the state where former President Trump pressured a state official to find him votes when he lost in 2020. WTOC-TV's Flynn Snyder.
Several state and local Democratic leaders here have said the road to the White House runs through Georgia. Her repeated stops here to not only Savannah, but the Peach State indicate her campaign views Georgia as an important state in the race for the White House.
People in the Midwest and East bracing for triple-digit record-breaking heat today. This woman's been helping out in Chicago.
We are giving water to people in the community. We're blessing people with water because it is a very hot day.
In the Middle East, bulldozers digging up streets in the occupied West Bank, where at least 9 Palestinians have been killed in a major Israeli military operation. The BBC's Yoland Nell from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military has not said very much officially about what is going on. It's talked about this being a counter-terrorism operation involving different security forces.
Rare job cuts at Apple. The company says it's letting go about 100 people. Bloomberg says most are part of the team responsible for the Apple Books app and the Apple Bookstore. S&P futures are up 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A high-speed chase overnight that started in Milwaukee County ended dramatically in the city of Racine. The chase, which reached speeds of 100 miles an hour along Highway 11, saw the fleeing vehicles spiked near Highway 31 and eventually stopped near Durand and Lathrop. It's believed several suspects were taken into custody. There are still a smattering of outages, but the power has come back for most. A powerful line of thunderstorms swept through the area yesterday and overnight, causing widespread power outages and snapping trees and power lines. We Energy says that as of this morning, power had been restored to nearly all impacted customers, with only a few hundred remaining without electricity. A fake flood brought together the Racine County Emergency Management Team. In a first-of-its-kind disaster exercise in Wisconsin, Racine County joined forces with FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management. They were practicing recovery from a simulated statewide flooding incident. The exercise held at Memorial Hall brought together several organizations to operate a multi-agency resource center. Officials say that that resource center would be a one-stop shop for survivors and their families to kickstart recovery efforts. And it won't be a day off for the news team. Labor Day will see Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen campaigning in Milwaukee. It's not clear where exactly the Minnesota governor will be, but President Joe Biden spoke at the Labor Fest event at the Summerfest grounds a few years back. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What, are we about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe with some guy? Hey, I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? And there could be a belt that goes around, and you could dunk the belt in the toilet. Be a toilet belt. The indoor jacket, the robe. You ever see someone outside in a robe? They look like they escaped from the loony bin. Just getting the paper before the monsters do, right? The only time I ever wear a robe is when I'm staying in a fancy hotel. You know, that robe in the closet. I always feel uncomfortable when room service comes and I'm in a robe. Like I'm trying to seduce the room service guy. Hello, welcome to my room. I'm in my robe, and here's the bed I rented. Is there anything I could do to be more creepy?
Oh, he was believable as the creepy. Scary.
Good morning, and welcome to Party Line, your program for helpful hints, ideas, lost and found, and recipes. Now, here's Debbie Thorgerson.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to you on this last day of 1990. Let's relax and enjoy an hour of good, friendly, helpful conversation right here until 11 o'clock. We're geared up and ready to give you a helping hand should you need it, but we also, of course, rely on those of you who are listening to come up with some answers. Our telephone number is 634-9756. Hello, welcome to Party Line.
You know, that's still our phone number, and that was, what, sure. 1989, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still the number.
It is.
Wow. Things never change.
Right.
And we found out in the last half hour that Debbie Thorgerson never cut class in her life.
Mm-hmm.
That you'll admit to, that we know of.
Well, I have to say, except.
I knew it.
Except if I was sick, obviously. But I'll tell you something.
Well, that's not cutting class.
Well, no, it's not. But what's interesting is, when I was homesick from school, what did we listen to? We listened to Party Line. And I never would have dreamed that years later, I would be in that chair.
And you're so associated with it. There were how many hosts of Party Line?
There were six of us.
But you're the one that everybody thinks about.
Yeah.
They don't think about the others.
Well, I had the program for 12 years, which I think I was probably the longest host that they had. So Kathy Larson had the show for 9 years, and I followed her for 12. So I don't really know how long the other hosts had it. I don't know how long Helen Thomas had the program, but I would say she probably had it for a good number of years, too.
Well, Debbie Thogerson is here. Debbie, as we just mentioned, hosted Party Line. This is WRJN historical marker number 11. What we're doing is we're preserving the history of WRJN because when it goes away, it goes away.
It does.
And nobody will remember it. So what we're doing is preserving it. We're doing interviews with past employees.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the oldest, Tony Gazzana, and I told him that because, you know, he can go first. So we had to get those.
That's awful.
So you're number 11, and these will be archived at the Racine Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And great. Hopefully also with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. I got to talk to Michelle Vetterkind about that. So, you know, 50 years from now when... Debbie is not here anymore.
Right.
They'll be able to hear you.
Yes.
And hear about the history of WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you came in today because
thank you.
I can't tell you how many people call up and say, when are you bringing back Party Line? Now, Party Line, why don't you describe what it was for people that don't remember it?
Okay. Party Line was a totally listener-based program, call-in. We did call-ins during that hour. We were on Monday through Friday, first from 9:05 until 10, and then we were moved till the 10 o'clock hour to make room for Open Line, which was a call-in program for opinions. But it was all about what the listeners wanted to talk about. If you had a problem, you could call it in. You had a lost pet, you could call that in. We talked about a variety of different things. Never knew exactly what people were going to be bringing up that day, but we always had a good conversation for that hour and enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoyed it completely.
Now, you actually had a physical card catalog in here. You used to wheel in on a cart, and you used to sit right where I'm sitting right here. And you had the card. So when somebody called up and said, you know, I just spilled grape juice on my dress for the 40th time this week, and I'm just a klutz. How do I get the grape juice out?
Mm-hmm.
And while they're talking, you're thumbing through your card catalog.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we had.
And people would say, card catalog?
Sure.
Just Google it.
And
that's what did in Party Line.
Yes. I mean, I would look through that card file while we were talking. I'd get a few more details, getting a little more time to be able to find it and pull the card out, take a quick look at the suggestions for what we needed to use to get that out, and we'd go from there. And listeners could also call in. We certainly encouraged people to call in if they had other suggestions, and that's what kept the program going.
Now, did you start that card catalog or your predecessor?
Oh, no. No, mm-hmm. That went way back to the beginning.
That's an accumulation of years.
It was, yes. We had three very large file boxes. So two of them were for basically suggestions, hints, how to clean things. And the third one was how to get to different places, which, of course, we wouldn't need anymore today. But, it grew over the years.
So who wrote them down? Did you?
All the various hosts.
So where'd you find the information from? Just people calling in?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was kept over the years. So There were handwritten notes from every single one of us who had done the program. So it was interesting. I think that has all probably hit the dumpster after I left.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I do remember seeing it in the basement here at one time.
Oh, do you? Mm.
And since then, when I came back after 9 years in exile, I went down there and everything was cleaned out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Somewhere in a landfill.
Yes, unfortunately.
I mean, what are you going to do with it? It really doesn't serve any purpose today.
No.
And when people say, oh, I wish you could bring back Party Line. Yeah, it's nostalgic to bring it back, and it's fun to hear Debbie. But, I mean, you can Google everything now.
I know.
Technology just did you. Look at you. You look sad.
I know. Well, I do feel, yes, nostalgic is right. I do feel bad. I mean, I think it was a fabulous program. It was on for more than 40 years.
Whoa. And we're gonna play one of the original Party Line hosts coming up in a minute.
Alan Thomas.
Yeah.
I remember at some point when I was doing the show, we did hit the 40th anniversary. I'm afraid I don't have the date at my fingertips here, but we did call Helen, and we had Helen on for a little bit, and she was so delighted. The program was still going. We were still talking about Lost and Found, dogs and cats. She loved animals like I do. And we had a nice conversation with her, but she started the whole thing in the 50s.
You know, we used to run something called Pet Patrol. Mm-hmm. And people used to say, my dog is lost. He's a Springer Spaniel. He's got a red collar. And he answers to Jack. Well, we don't need to know your dog's name. Is that that's not going to help. Give us, you know, the description of the dog, the collar, and, you know, how are you so stupid to let your dog get out?
I was far more gracious about that than you.
I didn't say it. I thought it, but I didn't say it. Okay, we take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know how you got into this building to start off with. And you didn't start off on the air, though. But
no,
you've been in radio and voice work ever since. Have you never stopped?
No, it's true.
And we're going to hear all about that. We got some more audio to play, including we've got the Wizard of Oz people.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll
you got the Munchkin. Hey, you know, that's so sad. These people have names. And I know you know their names, and we're going to talk about them. But we're like, oh, the Munchkins. I mean, to me, Munchkins are those little donut things you get at Dunkin' Donuts, Munchkins.
No. Yes, we had the privilege of having two of them here in that studio
right over there, next to me.
Yeah, all right.
The walls, if they could talk. Huh?
Yes, for sure.
Debbie Thokeson from Party Line is our guest here at the WRJN Historical Marker number 11. We got more coming up, 717 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to apply.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field lounge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue.
Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the WRJN historical marker number 11. That's what you are. Now you just have a number.
How did I get that far down in the numbers? That's what I want to know.
Be happy because I started with the oldest people first. Debbie Thogerson from Party Line is here. How did you start here? How did you start at the radio station?
Well, I kind of got my feet wet at WFNY. I was hired there while I was in college, and I did some writing. Did a little bit of on-air at WFNY, and then decided I wanted to come over to the big station, which is WRJN. And I was hired by Bill Gum, station manager. And I was primarily hired to write commercials and do general office work. And during that time, there weren't a lot of females in this office. So when they needed a woman to just be on a commercial, they would pull me in and say, you know, we need you. Let's do a commercial together. David Armstrong was the one that actually got me into that. And we did. I enjoyed it. And, of course, I loved being here. I got to work with some of the legendary people, Don Edmark, Gary Sewer, Bob Cook, Frenchie Bouton. I thought it was great. It was wonderful to be here. It was quite an honor.
So you started doing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
When did you make the switch over to being a host on the radio?
Well, Kathy Larson had been doing the program for 9 years. And, you know, whenever she was gone, Jim Sorensen was the one that would fill in for her. He would just hold over that hour, from being a morning host. And, you know, I thought something was wrong about that. This was primarily a ladies' program. So one day I just had this burst of nerve. And I said to Kathy,
burst of nerve.
I did, because that wasn't really me to do that.
That's called a B-O-N, burst of nerve.
I had one of those. And I went to Kathy and said, you know, I think I'd kind of like to do Party Line. And she said, oh, well, that'd be fabulous. You can fill in for me. So I did. It was, of course, very frightening for me. But I did it and thoroughly enjoyed it. So it was shortly after that she decided that 9 years was enough. Would I like to do the program permanently? And I said I would. So that actually happened in 1985, January of 1985.
And you had it for 12 years, huh?
I did, for 12 years.
Now, you were doing voice work also at that time. We say voice work, mean voiceover work for commercials and so forth. So you're doing both. And we're going to talk about that coming up. But let's go back to the beginning. Now, Helen Thomas, this is not the same Helen Thomas who used to start the press conferences at the White House. She worked for United Press International. This is not that Helen Thomas.
No, no. Mm-hmm.
That's a different Helen Thomas. People say, Helen Thomas? She started all the press conferences. No, this is a different one.
Right.
And this is, Tom Carco did an anniversary show a couple of years ago. I don't know, he has everything. I don't know where he gets this stuff.
He's a great historian.
I picture that house looking like a big warehouse from Citizen Kane, where it just went on for miles of storage stuff. That's what I picture it looking like. So this is Helen Thomas and doing Party Line, and let's give a listen to it. I've never heard this before, so let's listen together.
Helen Thomas speaking, and inviting you to present your household problems or answer the problems of others on our Party Line program, heard Monday through Friday morning from 8 to 8:30. We also accept news of lost or found articles, try to find unusual articles or services not generally available in the stores, and accept cancellation or postponement notices of meetings.
Party Line was carried on over the next four decades by a number of hosts, including
morning. Welcome to Party Line. It's Wednesday morning, the 22nd day of December. I'm Kathy Larson, inviting you to join me for the next 55 minutes.
The last true voice of Party Line, bringing it home for the final time in October of 1996, Debbie Thogerson.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line, your program for helpful hints, ideas, lost and found, and recipes.
We have about an hour here for us to talk together. If you have any problems or questions, we'll be more than happy to try to help you. Today being Thursday, we'll be talking with the Wisconsin Division of Tourism. And hello there, you're going to be the first caller today.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes, hello there.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Hey, listen, I got a giveaway of two bird cages.
Our number is 634-9756.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That brings you back, huh?
It does. It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, let me just pause that there. Whoa.
It's amazing.
To hear you do Party Line again.
I know. It just makes me kind of want to jump in and do it again.
So when was the last one? What date did he say on there?
October, late October of 96.
Oh, okay.
Was my last program.
Oh, how sad.
I know. I don't even know how I got through that program. I don't know. I will say I do have one regret, if you don't mind my bringing it up. One regret was I wasn't permitted to say that was my last program until the end of the show.
Why not? It wasn't me who said that, was it?
I'm looking at him.
I said that?
Yes, you were program director. Yes.
I meant that. Why would I say that?
Yes, because you didn't want people to call in and drag the program down by saying goodbye to me. And I felt bad because this was like a family to me.
I
felt so bad because I think people felt that I was abandoning them and they never understood why it was the end of the program and I said I wasn't going to be there anymore. And I don't even know how I got through that. I listened to it. I don't think we're playing that because I don't have headphones on. But if you do continue that, you'll hear me say goodbye. And I listen and I think, I don't know. I don't know how I got through that without crying.
Well, we'll do that when I get back from Paul Harvey in the news. We'll listen to the rest of that. Now I feel bad. Do you? So you were waiting for how many years to say that?
Well, I wasn't.
You were the one who did it. I never forgot that. I picture you at home saying, I'll get him someday. I'll fix his wagon.
This is my revenge today.
I'll wait someday. He'll put me back on the air and I'll tell the world what he did. All right. Deb Thogerson is here from Party Line. It's our WRJN historical marker number 11. But right now, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's rest of the story. I didn't give Paul Harvey permission to say goodbye either on his last one. I never said that. I said, Paul, do not say goodbye.
Huh?
If I didn't let Debbie do it, you're not going to do it.
I was obedient, though.
All right, here's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. During the first 5 years of this century, hundreds of young American men died, not in wars, not from disease, but they died playing football. I mean hundreds of casualties on the football playing field. Well, the reasons were clear. For one, protective gear was not what it is today. And then, of course, the game itself was infinitely more violent. In 1905, there was one brutal contest between Harvard and Yale, and that bloody confrontation almost marked the end of football in the United States altogether. Yet just when it appeared as though the sport itself was dead, one man stepped forward, one man single-handedly, to revive it because of his unqualified love for football. And so, the sport was saved. As each year progressed from the turn of this century, our nation became increasingly anti-football. Those who opposed the sport could hardly be blamed because hundreds of young men were being killed on football fields. Practically speaking, something had to be done. In 1905, Harvard, Yale, and Princeton were the so-called Big Three. Such was their influence nationally that if just one of those three colleges were to quit playing football, many or most of 300 other colleges would likely give up the game. Dr. Charles Eliot was the president of Harvard. He was in the vanguard of those who opposed the sport. And it was an incident involving the Harvard team which gave him the excuse he required. A slugfest was what it was. A game between Harvard and Yale full of punching and kicking and biting and stomping. Now listen, in those fledgling days, football eye gouging was tolerated. Linemen might temporarily blind opposing linemen by spitting tobacco juice. It was an anything-goes sport, and anything went. Immediately following the Harvard-Yale melee, Dr. Elliott announced that there would be no more football at Harvard. Never, ever again. Members of the board and faculty backed him up. At Harvard, at least, the violence was over for good. And then, just as Yale was about to concur, somebody spoke up. He was an alumnus of Harvard. He, of all people, deplored the extent to which football had degenerated. He agreed that drastic measures were in order, but not, he insisted, not the altogether banning of football forever. If Harvard kicked the props out from under football, the other teams would surely collapse. Such, remember, was the then prestige of Harvard. So this one man offered a suggestion. What if all of the teams got together and made a gentleman's game of football? What if they all met at one university and mutually laid down the law? And at his suggestion, they did. December 28, 1905, the representatives of 62 colleges held a conference at New York University. 15 days later, the American Intercollegiate Football Rules Committee was born. American football, in its darkest hour, had been saved. Because one man just could not picture our nation without it. For one thing, that one man could not bring himself to disappoint his own son. For his own son was then playing on the Harvard team. And the man who intervened, this man who single-handedly saved football in 1905, was also the then president of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt. And now, you know the rest of the story.
And if you want to hear more of the rest of the story, Cindy Huber, who's on vacation today, we have Chris Morrow's going to be in with the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, 12:05 this afternoon. Right now, it's 7:32. Let's check news in the morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 31 years, authorities have identified the remains of a man found near railroad tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993. Ronald Lewis Dodge was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The breakthrough in the case came last June when Dodge's brother, Alan, contacted the medical examiner after recognizing facial reconstruction images. The investigation into Ronald's death continues. Police say he was shot and killed. A sprinkler system helped, but Racine fire crews still did the legwork in a fire late last night. Dispatch was called at just before midnight for a fire on the third floor of the historic Racine Business Center building on 16th. Fire and smoke were coming from a room on the floor, with sprinklers getting conditions under control. Smoke was a big problem, with the building vented from above. No injuries were reported. The extent of the damage isn't yet known. There's a moderate to high risk for those getting in Lake Michigan today. The National Weather Service says high winds are causing them to warn about getting in the water. They say it's recommended to avoid hazardous areas like piers and breakwalls. And it's another no for those looking to get rid of Robin Voss. The state Supreme Court has refused to revive the recall effort against the Assembly Speaker, declining to hear the case without giving a reason. The latest effort follows two unsuccessful attempts by conservative groups to collect enough valid signatures for a recall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's nine states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding, to expand our mission. That's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
You can learn more about Farm Rescue by heading to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The 60th annual Falcon Frontier Days Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Outdoor Rodeo Arena at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Friday's performance begins at 7 p.m., while Saturday's performances are set for 1:30 and 7 p.m. Rodeo attendees will have the opportunity to view numerous events, ranging from saddle bronc riding to calf roping, as well as barrel racing. The UW-River Falls Rodeo Club will compete in the event, along with other collegiate teams that are members of the Great Plains region of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. You can learn more about this, as well as find other agribusiness news stories on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I don't stop to think. I just, you know, just, oh, no, words are coming out. Oh, no. I'm not thinking. What is that? Like, I met this woman recently. I could have sworn she was pregnant. Let me tell you. I know now. I think the rule is don't guess at that ever, 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 something like that. I didn't have enough evers memorized, you know. So I said, hey, when's that baby due? You ever feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it? It's coming out and loud. Hey, when's that baby due? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. I just, you know, thought we'd talk about them. Talk about the fluffy zoo animals that they, I hear they got them over there. You can go look at them and if you want, touch them. Have you ever guessed somebody's gender wrong? There's no recovering from that. You just got to move on because you ain't wriggling out of nothing, you know? Hey, excuse me, sir? Ma'am. Okay. Okay, bye, bye, human, bye, person. Nice to meet you, individual.
Of course, is a clip from The Wizard of Oz as Dorothy leaves Munchkin Land. Now, that stirred up some memories for you. You can imagine how much more that means for a very special guest today. We have Margaret Pellegrini with us and Fern Formica, two of the original players of the Munchkins from that fabulous 1939 classic, The Wizard of Oz. And also Pat Boulder for St. Luke's Hospital, who, of course, is responsible for coordinating their visit in conjunction with the Christmas House. Big welcome to you. Thank you so very much. It's an honor to have you here.
year. It really is.
Thank you for having us.
And Pat, welcome back again to you, too. Is the Wizard of Oz one of your favorite topics?
Oh, naturally. I've learned more about the Wizard of Oz this year than I ever knew before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since it's the 50th anniversary, I suppose it's just a really big time of your life right now again.
Yes, it really is.
Wow, you had the Munchkins in the studio.
That was fun.
That studio right over there.
It is, yes, I remember that very well.
Were they really little tiny?
They were, yeah.
I had my typing teacher at school was a dwarf. She was only 3 feet tall, a little less than 3 feet. Mm-hmm. And you can never see her because we had big manual typewriters. You can never see her coming down the aisle to spy on you to see if you were cheating. And you could hear her footsteps, but you couldn't see her. And she used to say, all you boys sitting in the back are going to cheat. Because I can't see you, and you're going to get an A-plus in typing, but I guarantee you won't know how to type. I got an A-plus in typing, and not a time goes by when I'm typing. I don't think of Miss Cole, because she was so right. I got an A-plus, and I don't know how to type.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now you wish you had.
So tell us, how did you get the actors from the, I'm going to call them actors from the Wizard of Oz in here? Because that's, you can't get more classic than that, unless you had... You know, Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh in there from Gone with the Wind. It doesn't get more classic than that.
Right. Well, The Christmas House, I don't know if you're familiar with it. I don't.
Okay. All right.
Well, Pat Bolter from the hospital did that for several years as a fundraiser for the hospitals. And it happened to be the 50th anniversary for The Wizard of Oz. And so she brought them in. And it was basically the theme was The Wizard of Oz. So they had Dorothy's pinafore, I guess you could call it, her dress, and the ruby slippers, one pair of her ruby slippers were on display at the Christmas house, and the Munchkins were there, the two ladies that were with me, right,
yeah.
They were there too, and it was a lot of fun. I just enjoyed that interview.
But you were sitting in front of motion picture history right there.
I know it. Amazing.
Other than, I say, Gone with the Wind, it doesn't get more classic than The Wizard of Oz.
That's true.
You know, the same director directed Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz in the same year, 1939?
Is that Victor Fleming.
Mm-hmm. What are the chances of directing two of the biggest movies in the history of cinema?
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So you had the, so how'd the interview go? How long was it?
It was great. Well, I don't remember exactly. I do have a tape of it at home.
Oh, you do?
Although, who has a cassette player anymore?
I do.
It was on cassette.
I have a cassette player.
Well, I should loan it to you then. I'll loan it to you. But it was,
That's great.
So enjoyable. They were just sweet as could be. They were eating it up, too. They loved, that was probably their favorite topic, talking about their time.
So I want to talk about you now. Not that party line for a moment. I want to talk about the voiceover work, your commercial work. When did that all start?
I started doing some of that on the suggestion of one of the part-time announcers here, Tommy V. I don't know if you remember him, but he was doing commercials on the outside of the radio station. And he suggested that I try doing it too. And he actually submitted some of my work to one of his agents in Milwaukee, and they were interested in me. So I followed up and I went to the agent.
This is Steven C. Smith.
And, Yeah, and they were interested, so they signed me up. And I started to get some outside work. The only rub was most things recorded in the morning. And that put me at a conflict here at the radio station. Couldn't do party line and go and do commercial voice work.
Mm.
You know, so I was at a point where I had to decide which branch in the road I was going to follow. And having been here for a total of 15 years... Yeah, sad as it was, I decided that I would move on and I would pursue that as a line of work.
And you know what? That was a very good decision because the party line's future wasn't that much longer, but commercial voiceover work is forever.
True.
Mm-hmm. And so did you do any national accounts?
I did something for Disney.
Oh, really?
Look at you. Mm-hmm. I did do some national things. I did a Betty Crocker spot. I was non-union. And at one point, there was a talent strike for union workers. So those of us who were not union talent were able to pick up some of those commercials. And I did a Betty Crocker spot. It was very nice. It was very nice to have that work.
Well, you've got the... I can't believe you didn't realize sooner in life that you have the voice for it. You've got that calming effect when you talk.
Well, you know, I have to say, playing these clips from Party Line,
yeah,
I'm astounded at how fast I talked. I think, I really talked that fast? And, you know, today I would look back on that after I had to have a fair amount of voice training to do the voiceover work. I hear it now. I listen to Party Line and I think, oh my, I had such a Midwestern accent going on. As you know, that's something you have to work out of yourself. And yeah, I just hear mistakes, a lot of mistakes that I made that I cringe at now. But
it's history.
It is history.
It doesn't,
yeah, you can't change it.
Right.
Can't change it.
People don't remember the mistakes, they remember the good times.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many people, since I came back here, say, when are you bringing back Party Line and also, well, they don't talk like that. When are you bringing back Party Line and Tradio? See, the problem with Tradio, same thing as Party Line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go on eBay and the internet to sell your stuff now, and it's a lot easier than doing it on the radio.
Right.
I mean, it's not, you know, any better or worse. It's just easier to do it. Because you can do it 24 hours a day. You can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and put your stuff on eBay.
Right.
And the world is looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So look, you look so sad in your eyes when you're talking
to me. Well, I do. I mean, it does make me feel bad in a lot of ways because I just, as far as I was concerned, Party Line to me was very close to my heart. I really enjoyed it so much. I will say that's the one thing, honestly, that I enjoyed the most about my days here. At one point, when Century Insurance was selling the business and the next owner was coming in, it was Dex Card from Chicago, there was talk that they were going to dump Party Line. And I was told that they were considering canceling it. And I felt very badly about that. And I couldn't say too much about it. I mean, I didn't want them to see them do that, of course. But I thought to myself that if they did that, I would walk. I would leave. There would be nothing really to keep me here.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
So where did that rumor start?
Where did it start?
Yeah, who started that rumor?
Oh, no, it actually did come from one of the owners. The general manager at that time told me that.
Well, they didn't.
They did.
And there were other owners after that that didn't get rid of it either.
Right. Tony Gazzana was a wonderful owner after that.
Yeah.
He saw the value in Party Line. He knew that it was something that the community wanted and valued. And to his credit, there was no talk about canceling it at that point. So on it went.
Hey, you know what's interesting? And we came full circle because Civic Media said, we want a full-service Racine radio station again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget what it was. It's going to be a full service. And all our guests we have to do with Racine, Kenosha area, but it's mostly Racine. All our guests come in. We have the aldermen. We have different people from the DRC. We have the Historical Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We have everybody is Racine based. And they said, Chris Morrow said, why don't we bring back Paul Harvey and the rest of the story? And he found out where he can get them.
That's great.
Because there was somebody who actually saved them off the air. I mean, hundreds of them.
That is a treasure.
And we have Paul Harvey back. And now we got Debbie from Party Line back today. See?
I'm having a good time. Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't forget about you. More coming up in just a moment. Excuse me. Debbie from Party Line is here. Is that what they called you? Debbie from Party Line. They didn't call you Debbie Thogerson, right?
No, Debbie. Right.
Debbie, not Deb either.
Didn't call me Deb back in those days.
Debbie,
no.
Debbie from Party Line. All right. And you basically look exactly the same as I remember.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Debbie from Party Line is here. It's our WRGN historical marker number 11. And if you missed any part of this, we're going to podcast it. Probably in a day or two, it'll be podcast. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. So that's more from Deb's coming up, including your farewell. We actually have a recording of the goodbye.
Oh, yes.
The one that I made you do at the end of the show.
The one that I will probably still cry when I hear it.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to get a box of Kleenex in here. Okay. All right, so more with Deb coming up in just a moment, 7:49. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Debbie from Party Line is here, Debbie Thogerson, and we talked about your days here, how you got started on Party Line, which was interesting, and your voiceover career, which is still going on. You still do voiceover work, right?
Well, it has
when people start off well, that's a no.
Well, let's say that COVID did certainly take a toll.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It took a toll on it. As you know, everyone had to have 6 feet between them. There's no such thing in a recording studio as having 6 feet between you and the next person. That's not going to happen.
No.
They're very cramped, very close, and no circulation. So, that took a hit. It took a real hit.
Well, you did some in Chicago as well.
Yes.
So that was a long schlep to get from here to there to do the voice work.
Went there a lot.
Right? A lot of auditions? Or did you get
a ton of auditions.
Oh.
A ton of auditions.
So you go all the way down there just to say, next.
Well, not really, because a few years back, WRJN, the owners at that point, wanted me to come back and do some recording here. And so in exchange for that,
yes,
I was doing auditioning here with the help of Lou Turner.
Right.
So I would record for WRJN's use and also some of their other stations that they owned, and I would be able to audition, too. So it was a very nice arrangement that I had going on. Saved me a lot of running.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
Go over the list, and I'll list the lady who did Party Line after you for a short time.
Oh, the list of hosts?
Yeah. Start with Ellen Thomas.
Ellen Thomas. I think there was a lady named Sandy Lamb, if I remember right. I've never met these people. I believe it was Sue Paulson after that. And then Kay Buss. I may have those two turned around. I'm not quite sure. Again, I was not here at that time. Then Kathy Larson, me.
And Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. I can't remember her last name. Remember Carolyn?
Yes, briefly met her.
It was only a short time.
Right.
And we had some fill-ins. I filled in once. I said, I'm never doing this again. I filled in once. We had Jim Walker filled in.
Ruth Ann Whelan.
Yeah. Jim Walker filled in once. He said, I'm never doing this again.
Tom Mountain did a few times.
You know what? It was hard to talk to people on the radio while you're thumbing through cards trying to look for stuff.
Right.
Trying to hold a conversation that sounded, you know, like you were interested in what they're saying. Oh, yeah. Tell me about that again. Hold on a second. It was hard to do.
It took a little practice. It took a little
practice. I did it once, and I said, I'm not doing this again. It was hard to do. You're right.
You know, you just learn to ask more questions about what the concern is, and that would buy a little time to be able to thumb through things. and that was kind of the methodology. You just bought time.
What's some of your memorable moments here? Do you have any you can think of?
Oh, boy. Well, a couple of them, actually. One was rather silly. I was in the next studio, and there was a spider that was crawling on the cord going to the microphone. And I'm talking, and as you know, we're only a few inches away from the microphone, and here's this spider coming on this cord toward me. And I'm looking at that thing, and I hate spiders. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? There were no commercial breaks coming up. I'm like, this thing is getting closer.
Was it like a tarantula? What were we talking here?
No, it wasn't a tarantula, but it was big enough to make me go, it's either him or me. So
that's your memorable moment.
I think I just took a piece of paper and I just had to whack the, and I said, I'm sorry, everybody, I just can't stand this. And I just made fun of it. I made a little lightheartedness out of it. Either that or someone came in and I think I said something about it and another staffer came in and said, I'll take care of it for you and and gave him a good whack. But yeah, that was kind of funny. The other memorable thing was, you remember the Great Flood.
I have pictures on my, I have a video on
I
my phone.
I know you do. Oh.
Were you here for the Great Flood?
I was here for the Great Flood.
It was like Noah's Ark in the...
Well,
in the lobby.
For people that don't understand, we have a flat roof on this building, or we did, and we had a roofing company come in to redo the roof, and they didn't lay any plastic down, and it rained. And so when I came in the next morning, it was basically raining in the building.
It was pouring.
It was. All over. All the desks, thanks to Ron Richards. And I'm sure you and maybe...
We had a few salespeople come in, too, and they'll put tarp over everything.
Oh, yeah. It was awful. But, you know, we had to go on the air and act like nothing was really going on. And I just remember that when we would use a line, we would punch the button to take a line. You couldn't get rid of it after that. So it was quite interesting to do party line when you'd say hello to someone. And when that call was over with, the line is being used, so you can't take another call. So we just had to continue on, as you do. You keep calm and you carry on.
I got the whole thing on video. I haven't had my video camera in the car.
That was, I know, an amazing time. But it was very messy for a long time.
And it smelled in the building after that, too, because it was during the summer.
It had big fans going. And
all right, get ready to cry, all right?
Okay, I'm getting ready.
This was Debbie's farewell, her final goodbye on Party Line. And Tom Carco captured this in the anniversary show we did a few years ago. And let's see if I can do it without screwing it up here.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, it was certainly 12 wonderful years with you. Thank you so much. God bless you. And look forward now to my successor. Radio Mall is coming up right after ABC News.
Wow, that was it, huh? That was a short goodbye.
It was.
I thought it would have been longer than that.
I don't think I would have gotten through it if I had to say more than that. Well, look at me. I got tears in my eyes right now.
I was here 24 years when I got fired, and they let me stay on another week. Asked me to stay on another week.
I know.
And my goodbye was, but that's all, folks. and I was out of here.
Yeah. Well, yes, it was very hard for me. It was very difficult.
Well, I am so glad. Now, I see Debbie in church every Sunday, so it's not like I haven't seen her in a while. But thank you for coming in today. I do appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks for reminiscing.
It was a pleasure. It was a joy to be here.
And everybody can hear the podcast. It'll be up probably tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Great to connect with listeners again. So thank you,
Deb.
Thank you.
All right. I love having Debbie Thorgerson from Party Line in here. It's 8 o'clock. It's news time. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.